Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 148. I'm your sole host, Absolute Deicide. Your sole host means I borrow your soul and I use it. I use it for a little bit when you don't need it. I mean, nothing malicious. More of a service that I offer. You know, if you need storage space for those extra souls that are lying around the house, I get you covered, you know. I've got an empty vessel I'd hate to see go to waste. My empty shell of a body, I guess. So, yes, there's a little play on words I just came up with on the spot. A little improv. And as per usual there, not great as a spoken bit. I wrote it, I'm like, that's pretty funny. And it's probably not going to be funny when I say it out loud. I was right there. Not helped by my half-assed fucking delivery either. Improv that I wrote a week ago, but believe me, it was improv when I wrote it. I mean, I wrote it, then I'm like, what can I do with this? Here's a little play on words there. And so improv, right? Written improv. So we do it. www.gruntfreepress.com is where you go for more gems like that. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address where if you think you can do any better, I mean, feel free to try. I mean, it's not as easy as it looks. And even if it is, trust me. I mean, again, write me what you want. I'll take a look at it. And even if it's fucking brilliant, I'll fuck it up real nice for you on the delivery. That's what I'm good for. And yeah, I mean, we're in a bunch of other places too. If you're listening in some of those other places, then, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. If not, don't worry about it. I mean, I'm not here to waste anybody's time except my own. Speaking of failures, I mean, where do I start this week? I mean, how much time do you get? I mean, I get about an hour or so to record, but I could go on forever. So, yeah, I mean, you'll notice, despite the bad pun, I mean, it's still just me here. No co-host, no guests or anything. I tried. I was saying last week I tried. I mean, I gave a hint last episode there that I was trying to get somebody on for like a little segment, little interview or something. Anything really, you know what I mean? Just to mix it up a little bit. So that's just fucking me just constantly rambling to my fucking self. But as expected, no response. I mean, I even wrote when I fucking wrote her. I'm like fucking like, hey, like I don't expect you to respond. But I mean, it's if you wanted to do this, and then as I predicted, it's fucking just like, yeah, no, it's fucking blown off. So yeah, I mean, if you picked up on the dropped clues from last week, I mean, you can probably guess who it was. I mean, I said I'd seen her pussy. It was my mom. I mean, she just wasn't interested. She said she found the host of the show repellent and unlikable. I mean, fair enough. I mean, she knows better than most people, so I can't blame her on that. The comedy thing I was working on, whatever. Like, I wrote out a little fucking skit, you know, because I'm hilarious. Best puns in the business, they say. Yeah, I don't think that's going anywhere either. I mean, I just haven't fucking heard anything back. I mean, I'm taking the hint there that maybe it was maybe it was a little bit too dark there. It did involve holding a knife up to a pregnant woman's stomach, and not everybody gets me. I mean, what can you do? You know, oh well, move on, I guess. I say that better things, but that's not true. Then of course, you know, I had the fucking all these issues with the new mic that I'm using, which I paid a pretty penny for it, as they say. I don't know about it. When I was first testing it out, I'm like, yeah, it sounds about the same. I couldn't notice that much of a difference. From, you know, the $20 fucking mic that I'd been using for like 3 years. I mean, I fucked with that. I'm like, yeah, this thing has all these fucking settings and shit I was fucking with, and, you know, settings and levels and blah, 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 all that shit. And I was fucking with that. I'm like, you know, I'm just turning knobs and shit. I'm still not really sure about it. And it seems like it picks up more bass anyway, which I like. You know, like, just get like a better range, as they say in the business. But yeah, plus, I mean, for the setup I've got going here, and I'll put it that way. It's like, it sounds a little bit bassier. Sounds like it picks up more of a range. But I mean, for the money, it's like fucking like four or five times what I paid for that other mic. It's like, I don't know, dude. Like, fucking, I don't know if it was worth it. But for the setup I've got going on here, I was saying, like, last week was kind of a shit show, an even bigger shit show than. Bigger shit show than before. I mean, I had, you know, how I had how I had it set up before. I had my old mic, it was just on, you know, I have like a swing arm. It's fucking like bolted onto a bookcase, shelf on a bookcase, and I just fucking like whatever, just the bookshelf. It was like nice and out of the way, you know. I'd fucking just fold it up, whatever, like fucking put it against the thing when I wasn't using it, and then, when I was fucking recording, I just fucking bring it in and hook it up, whatever. The way the mic was sitting, it's like, I have plenty of room for me to fucking play around with and be an asshole. You know, I get my little table full of, you know, three fucking coffees and a fucking ashtray and shit, and it's like, you know, I have room, I can move around, put my notes in front of me, talk with my hands like a fucking, you know, like the retard that I am. So that was good. But yeah, then I get this fucking new mic. I was like, I can't use this fucking arm, or my arms either, puns. So I was like, yeah, I'm fucking like, the thing just wouldn't screw in. It's got a different size thread on it. It's like, yeah, I'm like, this thing's kind of, it's heavier too. I was like, it might be too heavy and shit, because, you know, I was toying with, getting like super, super fucking ghetto and just like duct taping the thing on there. You know, just fucking like, ah, whatever. It's not going to like screw into the fucking, like it's supposed to. It's like, ah, let's grab duct tape and I'll just fucking duct tape the thing on there. Like that'll work. what I was doing before was almost as fucking, depressing. You know what I mean? What I was doing last week, right? I had, I'm like, all right, well, I just had to use the stand that it came with, you know. It's it came with like this really short, like 6-inch tall stand. Which again, when I was trying to like hook it up to the swing arm, I'm like, fucking, I took it apart and shit to try to do what you would expect it would do, what it said it would do and shit. But yeah, I mentioned that failed already. And yeah, so it's like, I do that, I'm like, take it apart, so it's not on the stand, then I'm like, well, I gotta put it back in the stand that it came with, I guess, rather than just fucking, like, have the thing not in any kind of stand at all, like, I'm not gonna, like, hold it, you know what I mean? And, I had to re-screw it in there, and that was a fucking nightmare. Like, it wasn't easy at all. Like, it's not, like, as easy as it should be, I guess. It's like two fucking like bolts you get a screw in, and it just, the thing will like just stay where it has to be while you're doing that, and there's all fucking nuts and fucking washers and shit that are falling all over the place while you're trying to do that, and just like you have to get it like perfect. Yeah, that was a fucking disaster too. So yeah, I mean, I'm like, all right, well, I get that after like 20 minutes and fucking trying to find washers that have fallen on the ground and shit. I'm like, all right, so I get it on the tiny stand. I guess I'm stuck with that, which, doesn't do me much good, really. Like that little stand, because, you know, the table in front of me is so low where I'm sitting that I would have had to, like pretty much sit on the floor, you know, to reach the mic like that. So, I'm like, all right, so I gotta raise this thing up. So, I took like the cardboard box that it came with and put the stand on top of that, you know, just to give it some height. And yeah, so and then I'm like, I need the pop filter too, you know. So I'm like, fucking, like, all right, well, I'll take the pop filter, just jam that into the punch a hole in the box, jam the fucking pop filter in there. I was like, well, this is really fucking shitty but functional. I'm usually okay with them. I'm fine with shitty but functional. But yeah, what killed me is like fucking like, all right, now I have this fucking box like sitting on the table, and now I still have no fucking room to maneuver here. You know, no room to fucking, you know, I get my head all twisted sideways so I can see my notes that I'm holding and shit, and my head's all like off to the side, and yeah, just a pain in the ass to like do anything, like to get my coffee or, you know, ashtray without knocking everything over. It's real fucking a delicate operation I had going on there last week, and you know, I'm not really a delicate person. So I was even thinking like, all right, well, do I have to go to like a, you know, brick and mortar fucking music store and buy a mic stand, which, you know, of course would involve, like, you know, again, now it's like, all right, cool, if we're gonna do that, I'm gonna have to like bring the fucking mic there, so I'm gonna have to, you know, unscrew the fucking thing from the stand again and deal with that. And, you know, then I'm like, all right, dude, how can I just use the thing I already have, like the swing arm that I have, to hook it up? And it's like, all right, well, yeah, I'm looking online. It's like, all right, well, it looks like you can do that, but, you know, all you need is like a $5 adapter to it. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know what I mean? But, then I'm looking further into it, and there's like some defects with the mic, I guess, where the threading's all fucked up and it won't like fit. Like, really, it's like, oh, this should fit, like it's the right size, but you know, a lot of these fucking mics have defects. And you know, I'm watching a video where this guy is like, he's got three of the same mics that I have, they're all lined up, and he's trying to screw the adapter in, and each one of them won't fit for like different reasons. Like, oh, this one's too big, this one's too small, like fucking this one, like the threading's not right and shit. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to order this little adapter thing. And I'm like, I'm not really that hopeful that it's going to work, but if you can you hear that? It's me waving my arms around like a fucking retard and not knocking anything over. So, yeah, it worked. So yeah, totally worth fucking $5. Yeah, I was pretty happy too. I was supposed to, I'm like, it's supposed to come like the day after, whatever, like Tuesday, like the day after I was fucking recording. I'm like, oh, that's great. So, but came early, got it, it works. And yeah, it was good that it was like $5 too. Like, I'm glad. And again, I wasn't going and like, buying just a fucking, you know, another fucking stand and shit. Glad it was cheap because, hey, you know, new games are coming out fucking fast and furious and, you know, games that I actually want to play, which hasn't happened in a while. And yeah, I kind of forgot that, yeah, I mean, those fucking niggers are really fucking expensive, goddamn video games. But yeah, speaking of new games coming out, E3 is in just about a month. June 12th is when it starts, I've heard. So yeah, I mean, E3 isn't nearly as exciting as it used to be, mainly because, you know, there's this new tradition going on of all the announcements getting leaked early and shit, like months ahead of time. You'll see all the everything that's coming out and shit, and you know, long gone too are the days of journalistic integrity, when a shitty employee of a video game company would put something out there and for whatever reason, just, you know, to get attention or get in good with the fucking journalists, and then, you know, the major game sites would look at that and be like, hey, you know what, you know, we should probably sit on this and not give it any attention and not put it out there, because kind of shitty. But yeah, I mean, that's gone. I mean, it's all about they got to get those sweet clicks, so whatever drives traffic. And yeah, I don't blame them in some ways. You know, they're trying to stay relevant, and when you know, anybody, but they could just fucking leak that to some random fucking person, and they could put it out on whatever, their YouTube or their fucking site, and, you know, then fucking it'll just be out there. Like, it goes fucking you know, information gets passed around like a fucking cheap whore these days. So they don't have to go to, you know, a major fucking outlet. They can just be like, oh yeah, here's some, you know, random dude with, like, you know, a couple hundred Twitter followers or whatever, like, here you go, and that'll get fucking picked up, and the people will run with it. And so you know, if one, you know, then the big sites or whatever, the big outlets there, if one of them does it, you know, if one of them puts out information like that, I mean, all the others are just hurting themselves. They don't follow suit and just do the same shit. So yeah, I mean, on one hand, it's transparency, I guess, you know, where it's fucking just like, oh, you know, we're journalists in quotes, but I mean, is it like a, like in real journalism terms, I guess, they're just fucking like, oh, well, we're just like reporting the news, like this is what got leaked or whatever, you know, it's our job type of thing. But again, like more realistically, their jobs are to drive traffic to their site, and I mean, putting that shit out there, like, you know, rumors and shit will do it. So yeah, if you want to consider that my job, I mean, I'm terrible at my job, I guess. I just kind of like try to avoid that shit as much as possible. Like, if I, you know, again, it's like, yeah, they're just fucking like, oh, these are the rumors of what's coming out to E3. You know, what the E3 presentations are going to be. I mean, they're not always true. And sometimes they'll fucking be reporting on shit that sounds pretty legit, and then it's fucking, it doesn't turn out happening. But I mean, over the years, I mean, those, as of late, I mean, the like the leaks and shit, like those fuckers have been more and more accurate, I think. Yeah, it's just probably the same sources that are still there, like, leaking it to them, and the people they know over there are, you know, the real deal. They've been fucking proven over the years or whatever. Like, they know who has a track record of getting that shit right. So I mean, you know, if I just saw a headline like fucking like, oh, you know, E3 presentation gets leaked or whatever, I'd be like, yeah, whatever, I wouldn't fucking look at that. But yeah, I caught a headline that I saw, dude, and it just made me go fucking, what? Like, fucking do it just like that, like, what? Like, fucking get the fuck out of here. So yeah, it was right in the fucking headline. So, you know, again, it's just kind of hard to avoid. It says the headline was Walmart lists Just Cause 4, Gears of War 5, and Rage 2, as being leaked at E3, being at E3 or whatever. So, I mean, that was like the headline. I couldn't even fucking click on the article, and I'm like, fucking, like, well, Just Cause, I knew Just Cause, I don't really care about I mean, Gears of War 5, I don't know. 4 was pretty fucking weak sauce. But, yeah, I mean, fucking Rage 2. I mean, holy shit. That would be the shit. I fucking love, I'd love fucking Rage 2. Any long-time listeners, or, you know, you could just fucking read the a Rage review on the site, I suppose. I've kind of got a thing for Rage. I got a raging hard on for Rage. I'm more of like a functional semi, I guess, to be more accurate, but I mean, fucking Rage, I mean, that game had fucking like great fucking potential. It was really fucking fun. Still is really fun when I played it, a couple of years ago, whatever, replayed it. But yeah, I mean, there were some fucking issues there with fucking Rage. I mean, technical issues on the PC. I was playing on PC. When I played on like the 360, it was okay. I don't think I had like that many problems, but I had to do all the shit on the PC to get it like running like okay. You know what I mean? Like get it like stable, and yeah, some aspects of the game weren't fully fleshed out. Some of the, you know, but some of the usual like internet, bullshit internet backlash where it got like bad press and shit, just because, you know, some people were expecting like an Elder Scrolls style RPG and like, you know, didn't get it, you know. That's, I don't think it was really hyped up that way, but I think they were, again, back when they could kind of like keep shit under wraps, they were just like looking at the screenshots and be like, they were pissed because what they were seeing was like, oh, it's going to be like Fallout, like, you know. So they had like real Rage had like real light fucking RPG elements to it, but you know, once you mention that, and you know, you're seeing like videos and screenshots, like, oh, it looks like another Fallout. So people are going into it thinking, oh, it's more Fallout. Again, it looks like Fallout. It's fucking published by Bethesda. They're showing, they're mentioning fucking, you know, upgrades, you know, weapon upgrades and fucking whatever, like experience and shit like that. But so, yeah, but then there was like the other side of that. There was like another crowd that saw it as like an id game. So it, you know, it was made by fucking id, and yeah, they're expecting it's like, oh, it's gonna be like Doom or fucking Wolfenstein. It's just gonna be like a straight up, you know, pretty much another shooter or whatever, like in that vein. And yeah, I mean, it wasn't that either. I mean, Rage had fucking like vehicles in it, which is cool. I like the fucking the vehicles that I thought were pretty good, but yeah, I mean, there's a huge section of the gaming community, I mean, whatever the fuck that is, that are retarded when it comes to driving in games, you know. Probably both in video games and in real life, I'd imagine, you know. It's like fucking people who don't drive cars in real life, they don't understand how cars work, and oh, I can't drive a car in video games or understand. But yeah, I mean, nobody was fucking happy, really, with Rage for the most part, except me, I guess. That's how it seemed. But again, even I was saying like fucking like, oh, this is fucking like the first game. Like, oh, it's a fucking good foundation. I can't, you know, can't wait for Rage 2. Rage 2 will be fucking amazing. Then the game didn't fucking sell particularly well. I mean, I don't think it was like really bombed, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like, again, it wasn't doing like Doom or Wolfenstein or fucking whatever. It wasn't doing like those numbers or Elder Scrolls follow, like that type of thing. So yeah, I mean, there was a, you know, there was a stigma around it. So I'm like, ah, whatever, man. Like, I'd kind of given up hope, you know, after like a few years, you don't hear anything about a fucking Rage sequel and shit, and all like the negative shit. I'm like, ah, it's probably not gonna happen. But yeah, but it looks like they're very well maybe a Rage 2. I mean, there's like 99% there'll be a fucking Rage 2. I don't really like saying like, oh, it's gonna be a new game and then it gets delayed or canceled or whatever. Until it's out, it's not out. But yeah, I mean, I fucking hope so. I mean, yeah. So what that article was reporting is Walmart Canada, there, you know, was listing pre-orders that you could. Put money down on. So I mean like, yeah, I mean, those could very well be placeholders for what they speculate is going to be there, you know, where it's fucking like, ah, oh, well, we're just gonna throw this out, like, just kind of just comb through had somebody comb through fucking news or whatever. I had some fucking algorithm that's fucking look at potential release dates and all these fucking gaming sites, and we'll just put the pre-orders up there. So when it's E3, people can immediately fucking pre-order it at Walmart in Canada, I guess. So that makes sense for shit like a new Call of Duty or Madden or whatever, games that come out annually. But I thought, like, you know, Gears of War 5, I thought that was a little weird to put that on there. I mean, this is kind of a quick turnaround from the last one. It's been like what, one or two years, something like that, I can't remember. And then, yeah, I mean, there's a few on there that have been announced at some point already. It's fucking, they have, like, you know, Beyond Good and Evil 2 and The Division 2, which, yeah, I mean, those are supposed to be coming out. So it's like, all right, again, so they have, like, placeholders for those, so that's fine. But, yeah, I mean, just seeing, like, Rage 2, I mean, I'm like, fucking, well, that's a bit out of nowhere, isn't it? Again, I thought I was pretty sure I was the only person in the fucking world that mentioned Rage at all in the past like 5 years, you know what I mean? Like fucking maybe fucking id Software's Grunt Free Press podcast fans, other fans of the show, like, oh yeah, we should probably do another Rage. Yeah, I mean, another one that was listed on there that but actually, I mean, to back up to it, it's just kind of like a developing thing. So, they were like, I liked how they were doing that too. It's fucking like, you know, everybody else kind of didn't hear anything else but like the other games. But, for Rage, I mean, they were fucking, like immediately just started like hard teasing it. And, they're pretty much like saying like I had been explaining and saying like fucking like, you know, this is why we can't have fucking nice things anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are fucking assholes. You have to fucking ruin everything and fucking leak everything. And yeah, it's just, you know, I like that attitude anyway. So again, this is ongoing as we speak. Like, they put out a live action trailer yesterday, which, I thought it was kind of gay, but like, it was kind of stupid. Just it looked real fucking like goofy and bright, and, you know, it was just fucking shitty, cheesy, like live action thing of people like jumping around and shit. It was kind of like, you know, looked fucking Mad Max ish, but more like cartoon. You know what I mean? Just fucking like a guy fucking, you know, shoving, you know, pouring beer on his face and yelling and shit, and like people like, you know, just goofy shit, gay looking people. You know, with fucking mohawks and shit. But yeah, I'm just hoping they're not going to go, like, looking at that, I'm hoping they're not going to go, like, the Gears of War or God of War route. They don't make it, like, a cartoony PG-13 style. Like, oh, we had to tone down everything, just make it more, like, lighthearted and, you know what I mean, not as much fucking blood and gore and shit. So, you know, the first Rage had some, had some, like, humor to it and shit, but it was, like, dark and gritty and violent too. So there's going to be a gameplay video. They're going to show gameplay today, so hopefully I'll watch that, and, you know, we'll see how the game actually looks. But yeah, I mean, fucking Rage 2 was definitely a thing anyway. That's fucking makes me pretty happy. So yeah, another one that interested me that was on that list was a new Splinter Cell, which, again, is just a weird thing to fucking list. There hasn't been much talk about that series at all since fucking Blacklist came out. I love fucking Splinter Cell Blacklist. The game is fucking amazing. But again, like, you know, they had fucking some shit in Ghost Recon Wildlands or some shit. It's like, oh, here's Sam Fisher, like, you know what I mean? So people were kind of like, ah, oh, maybe there'll be a new Splinter Cell. Maybe it's just a fucking thing they threw in there for whatever reason. But yeah, I mean, none of this is fucking confirmed, of course, but, you know, all of it could be bullshit except Rage. Obviously, they fucking just leaned into it, like, real hard with fucking Rage, but, yeah, who knows what fucking idiots they have working at fucking Walmart, in Canada, no less. But, yeah, it's probably, again, it's looking at that list, it's like, yeah, it's interesting. We have a new Splinter Cell and shit. It's, very interesting. But, yeah, I was gonna say, like, fucking, I'm like, oh, great, I see fucking, that was the one, that's great, too. That's, like, the one game that I was, like, fucking, like, oh, man, it's gonna be, I'm not gonna get, like, too, like, involved or not going to set myself up for fucking disappointment with Rage 2. And you know what I mean? I'll be like, oh, cool, Rage. And then fucking like, oh no, that was just bullshit. But yeah, I'm really glad that was the one. They're like, fucking like, no, dude, fuck you guys. Like, here's like our trailer and shit. Oh yeah, we're fucking doing Rage 2. Like, that's fucking great. Otherwise I would have been, raging. So yeah, in other news, here's an oldie but goodie follow up on an old story from a couple years ago. You remember, Lizard Squad? Those, teenage hackers who were being fucking shitheads. They were launching DDoS attacks around, Christmas. Yeah, this is 2 or 3 years ago or so. Yeah, I mean, they caught a few of those guys, and now at least one of them's going to jail for a year. Plus, they gave him a $30,000 fine. Yeah, I know. There's a small group of people out there that are probably saying like, "Oh, why, dude? Like, why was he going to fucking jail, dude? It's just for the lulz, bruh. You know, it's the internet. It's not real life, dude. Who fucking cares? Like, what? I don't understand." Well, don't be a faggot. I mean, that's my general motto in life. I mean, I don't always succeed in it, but I try. So it's like, yeah, you know, it is fucking internet video game shit. You know, but you know, it's like shit that people are paying for. I mean, yeah, you might not care about it. Yeah, I mean, I think the kid's being prosecuted by Blizzard for attacking, like, World of Warcraft servers. And I think fucking World of Warcraft's pretty fucking gay myself, but, I mean, if other people enjoy playing it, I mean, who gives a fuck, you know? You don't have to be a fucking cocksucker about it. So, yeah, I mean, in this place is fucking, in this case, like, the saying, like, the just trolling fucking arguments, like, that's kind of bullshit. It's not like fucking, like, I did some stupid shit, I was just trolling, but hey, you're fucking stealing, like, time and money, you know what I mean? Like, not only from fucking, like, Blizzard or whatever, but I just from, like, regular people who fucking, you know, most of them, I'm going to guess, probably lead, you know, shitty fucking existences and just want to relax and like play a game or whatever. So I don't know, just go fuck yourself, you know what I mean? It's again, you're just being a dick in general. And yeah, so that's good, I guess. But yeah, on that note, Microsoft should probably go to jail for delaying State of Decay 2, which I mean, that might sound a little bit harsh, but you know what the fuck. Yeah, I paid an extra $20 to get the Ultimate Edition of fucking State of Decay 2. It's like one of those deals where I'm like, fucking, I do it with like Forza and shit too, where it's like, I've no idea what's in the Ultimate, you know, the Ultimate Edition, other than fucking, they're like, oh, you know, the main thing is like the promise that, yeah, you're gonna be, I would have been able to fucking play the game early and shit. And they were saying, I was saying like last week too, I'm like, ah, I got all these games I'm playing, but they're all just kind of like these slow fucking strategy, games kind of, and I'm playing. I kind of need something different to mix it up. And I was fucking like, well, State of Decay, I mean, that's fucking pretty good for that, right? Still kind of like some shit going on there, but, yeah, I was like, oh, that'll just be like a perfect game to just throw in the mix there to mix, you know, change it up a little bit. And I think it would have been, but I should have been able to play it on Friday last week. But yeah, then fucking like Wednesday morning, I believe I get this fucking like email like saying like, oh, important information regarding your order with Microsoft, and you know the game's been delayed until Monday the 18th. Fucking yeah, cool. You know what I mean? Like besides me not being able to play it like last week, I mean it's also not. I don't think it's not a good sign for the game itself. I mean, it's getting delayed. They're supposed to come out like 4 days from when I get that email, and you know, 4 days before it's supposed to release, they're fucking delaying it. Yeah, I mean, the first State of Decay was, that was just like a low budget game, like rough around the edges and shit, but it's still fucking awesome. And then like this one is, you know, is the second one, is it going to be a fucking mess too when it releases, or is it just fucking, is it bad in general. I mean, did they fuck it up even worse than, like, you know, is it going to be like a Dead Rising 4 fucking thing where it's like, you know, you look at it and you're like, God, it looks a little bit like, you know, lower budget. But that's fine. And then you fucking play. It's like, oh, no, this game sucks too. Is it going to be like that type of deal? I don't know. We'll have to wait until next week, I guess, to find out. But yeah, that was fucking concerning, to say the least. Like, fucking, I'm like, God, you know, like, again, I barely been fucking following that game. Just, I was just, you know, I'm like, God, I love the first State of Decay. The second one's probably going to be pretty cool. And, yeah, it's probably just like an upgrade of the first one. but now I'm just like, ah, I don't know, dude. Like, I'm just, lowered my expectations there. So I was just like, oh, that sucks, dude. I was just like, maybe we'll just fucking mainline, BattleTech all week. Because, you know, as it turns out, I like that game when I first started playing it. But then the more I fucking play BattleTech, that game is fucking incredible. So yeah, I'd have no qualms about doing that. Just playing that one game like all week for like whatever 20, 30 hours, like I'd be good. But yeah, I mean, I almost feel guilty if I just stick to like one game all week. You know, nobody wants to hear me ramble on about one game, just one game for an hour, which I have done before, but you know, I don't know, these bits were really interesting to listen to. Yeah, especially if you don't care about the game. If it's like, I don't care about BattleTech, and you're just going to sit here and talk about BattleTech. So, yeah, I dipped into a couple other things. But believe me, though, there's going to be lots of maybe not lots. There'll be some mech talk coming up, but we'll save it to the end. Then you can easily fuck off if you don't like it. How's that for fair?
Now I am become Death, the destroyer of worlds.
Last time we lost. So we go.
And we're back. We're back from detention. Yeah, I played a Taiwanese 2D horror game called Detention. Why? Because it's a fucking 2D horror game. It looked like the Cat Lady in Silent Hill and all that shit. So yeah, right up my alley. I had it in my fucking Steam library for a while. That type of deal, this just Taiwanese, I guess. And yeah, I mean, the game did not disappoint at first, anyway. It's all those fucking things, you know, again, Cat Lady-ish, Silent Hill-ish, and game's done very well, I'll say that. So yeah, it takes place in a Taiwanese school, and there's some off, mysterious dystopian fucking backstory going on there. They kind of leave that intentionally fuzzy. I mean, I don't know. Again, I'm not sure if it's supposed to fucking take place in the past. It's something that actually, you know, some fucking historical shit that happened in Taiwan and some war against fucking China. I have fucking no idea. But they don't really fucking dig into it too much. It's kind of like, ah, something's off here and everyone's kind of on edge or whatever. The teachers or instructors, they call them over there. They're telling the students to rat on any of their classmates they think could be dirty commies. They're at war with China. I mean, I don't really know the fucking history. I know there's some bad blood between Taiwan and China. I just don't really know exactly what's going on. They all kind of look the same to me. But yeah, I mean, some books are banned, and there's fucking war, fucking propaganda everywhere. There's also a monsoon coming at the time that the game takes place. So yeah, all that ties together, or if it does at all, or if it's just some kind of like off kilter fucking background weirdness in there to add to the atmosphere. I mean, you don't really know. You just know, like, something's not right. Again, something's, like, off, and, a lot of things aren't right, or maybe that's just fucking normal fucking school life in fucking Taiwan. I have fucking no idea. So, you're playing as this kid who looks like an Asian angry video game nerd, the fucking AAVGN. You fall asleep in class, and you wake up, and the place is, the entire school's like deserted, and it's fucking dark and like creepy and shit. And I mean, it's tough to make 2D horror games work. I mean, I've tried getting into a fucking fair share of them, and yeah, it never really fucking plays out like very well as fucking the guy. Mostly, you can see the 2D games, you can see, and you can see like a set distance, you know what I mean? Like in front of and behind your character at all times. And you're, he's moving on that fucking flat 2D plane. So, you know, there's nothing really too surprising that can happen usually. I mean, they try doing like some like effects and shit to make it like creepy or whatever, but most of them at their best, it's fucking, it's like, ah, it's just like a, you know, a horror game, but it's just kind of like, ah, it's cool, you know, it's cool looking, you know, if they do like the art, you know, if they do it like fucking, you know, it's all like horror art, so it's like, ah, it's pretty cool looking fucking art they use, but, yeah, even like the cat lady, where that was a, you know, again, I always bring up the cat lady, but, you know, I love the fucking, the cat lady, but that was a, yeah, that was a fucking like horror game, but they did it so that was more like story focused type of deal. It's more like depressing really than like scary, just kind of like fucking, you know. Yeah, early on, but I was paying attention, and like early on, like fucking, it got me a few times, just like, you know, like fucking like jump scares and shit. Just, you know, it was a very fucking Silent Hill with you know, the noises, the soundtrack, it's all sounds like it came out of Silent Hill. And yeah, your character's got a candle that he's holding, so you can only see like a few feet in front of you when you're in like the hallways and shit, and the ghosts or fucking monsters or whatever that you come across, there are these fucking like black shapes, like, you know, black, you know, like people or whatever, like ghosts kind of, but I mean they like silently like shuffle forward, then they'll dart across the screen real fast, and yeah, same, you know, some like jump scares too, where it's fucking just like, you know, you're reading like a note or something, then like a fucking, you know, face or some shit will flash on screen like real quick and like scream, and then it fucking vanishes. And again, that's kind of cheap, but you know, they earned it with like the build up, you know, leading up to it. So it's not all that, like, it's not just all fucking like cheap jump scares, you know what I mean? It's like fucking like they very like rarely use it, so it kind of works, you know what I mean? So it's also a surprisingly very polished too. Again, I'm just gonna keep going back to the cat lady, because Detention does remind me a lot of it. You know, it's got the same like paper doll cutout characters and everything like that, but yeah, I mean, the cat lady did feel like a fucking, like, low-budget, like, indie art project that's, but yeah, I mean, the tension, that's fucking, it seems pretty, like, legit. Like, it could have been made by, like, fucking whatever, like, you know, Team Silent as, like, a side project or a spinoff. You know, it's smooth and sharp and fucking polished and well-designed. I was just, like, surprised just how like, you know, the finished it felt. You know what I mean? Like, it just was, like, fucking, like, ah, it's really runs fucking smooth and shit and plays smooth, and yeah, it just doesn't like the cat lady, like some of the fucking like voice recording and shit was fucking pretty rough sounding, and you know, everything here is fucking pretty spot on. So the gameplay is all it's all cursor based for, you know, movement, inventory, everything. You just play the entire game just with the mouse, and you know, it's point in the direction you want to move and hold down the left mouse button, and you'll walk there, or drag the cursor over an object you can interact with, and the cursor turns into a hand or whatever, and you just move down to the bottom of the screen, your inventory pops up and shit. It's real simple. Yeah, then yeah, there's some enemies that you come across where you have to hold your breath to get past them, Deadly Premonition type of thing, or that you get to hold your breath and just kind of walk past them before your breath runs out. Yeah, and for that you right click, and you have to, you know, you just have to time it, so it's like I gotta kind of get close enough to them that I'm gonna be able to walk past them without, you know, exhaling and shit. So that doesn't work for all of the monsters, though. I mean, some of them you have to run away from. Some you need, like, items for. You know, you get incense or whatever you fucking put on the ground, or, like, a bowl of rice or some shit. Because even Taiwan, even Asian ghosts, they can't resist the rice balls. Yeah, there's one enemy is just, you know, this is like a tall, lanky guy with a lantern. He's got, you know, a lantern on a stick that he's holding out in front of him. that and that guy kept fucking like killing me. Like, I'm like, all right, well, I'll try to like hold my breath. Oh, that's not working. And he just fucking, as soon as he gets next to you, he just fucking just murders you. So, yeah, I mean, what you have to do is when he's coming up to you, he's walking up to you, you have to like turn your character away from him, like have your character like face so your back's to him. And you have to wait like right on top of you. You know what I mean? He's got to be like right, like bending down so that you have enough fucking, breath to do it. You have to wait till like the last second and shit. Then you hold your breath and he fucking, sticks his tongue out and just kind of like tries to like lick your fucking head or whatever, but then it'll just like keep walking. So it's like, you know, it's just, you know, cool mechanics there that, make the 2D work, really well. Yeah, some good classic survival horror puzzles too. And you get, you know, lots of locked doors, and you're coming across, and you're backtracking all over the school to go into like the different wings, and getting a film reel or like an 8-track to play. So, you know what I mean? So yeah, I get fucking an 8-track fucking tape here, and backtrack to where the where the fucking player is, like that type of thing. Then you play it, you get like a clue to solve a puzzle, or, you know, you get a key, like that type of thing. And they're not like really too hard, but, they're done well enough. So it's like, you feel good when you figure them out, you know, like fucking, it's like, playing like a song on like the, PA system or whatever. And you gotta like match up the song and like play it on a piano, or, you know, you're using the items in your inventory correctly and shit. And you're never really like holding the, it's not like you have a million fucking items in your inventory or anything like that. It's not, you know, it's not like a fucking, you know, it plays like an adventure game, but it's not like that type of like, I have like 50 million things in my inventory. You have to like combine the right way and do all that shit. Yeah, it's not a Sierra adventure game or anything like that from like the fucking 90s, you know? I mean, the challenge is more in, you know, just in like navigation and shit, as you unlock more of the level and explore, you just have to kind of remember how to get back to like, I got to get back to the hanging body that's in the auditorium. So, you know, now I have a fucking knife. I can go and I got to use the knife to fucking slit the body's throat, and then fucking, you know, use the bowl I have now to fill the bowl up with blood, and then take that back to that desk that you found in, you know, like one classroom to reveal like some numbers, and then fucking use those numbers to unlock, you know, like that's the code to a lock somewhere and shit like that. You know, that sort of thing of just fucking A to B to C to D, like that, you know, that type of shit. Yeah, I mean, shit gets fucking really weird, really fast. You know, at one point you're like tuning a radio to go back in time to like your home when you were a kid, and you find your dad like cheating on your mom, and, you know, you swap characters, and you play as some broad for most of the game, by the way, and, you know, she's fucking her teacher, and yeah, you know, it's just like a surreal fucking mishmash of disturbing like off shit, you know what I mean? Just fucking, it's like here's some fucked up shit, just kind of like layered on top of each other, which I appreciate, you know. The problem is, and there's always a fucking problem, isn't there? It took me about 3.5 hours to beat the game, right? And yeah, for the majority of the game is fucking, it's like, I love this, you know, this fucking game is great. I thought I found like a real real hidden gem there. And yeah, I mean, they're like introducing these new enemy types and, you know, puzzle types and shit, and, you know, the puzzles are getting like more complex again. It's just fucking like, all right, well, I really gotta fucking remember what I'm doing here. But then for like the last like 45 minutes or so, the game just kind of turns into a walking simulator. And the only obstacles that you're facing is just kind of like, well, I just got to keep walking. Like, how do I just like continue walking to the left or the right? And, you know, there's some like shadow version of the girl that, you know, it's like fucking like, oh, I'm the shadow version of yourself. And you just got to like talk to her, and you switch to like another like version of the school. And you just kind of like, it's switching back and forth from like the past to the present type of thing or whatever. And just, that's about it. And I mean, that's like the last like level of the game, really. And yeah, I mean, the ending's kind of boring and emo. I mean, the girl gets all depressed because the fucking, the teacher that she's been fucking, like, breaks it off with her, and she doesn't like that. She doesn't like that, the little tart, and, then she fucking rats him out and shit, and, like, then she fucking tattles on her classmates because they're holding a book club where they're reading, like, banned books. The teacher was fucking holding or whatever. Like, he was like, that was like his after school type thing, and you know what I mean. She fucking tells the police or whatever on all of them. So then, like, you know, her classmates like start fucking tormenting her, like, yeah, because you know she's a fucking snitching teacher fucking piece of shit, you know. So yeah, and then she hangs herself at the end, and I don't know, good, you know, fuck her. Talk about like wiping away any sympathy for you had for like the main character, where it's like, oh, this fucking girl's a piece of shit, who fucking cares? And compare that to like Silent Hill 2, where you know, the Silent Hill 2, they fuck with you by revealing fucking that the guy there, James Sunderland, I believe. You know, the end of that game, they reveal it's like, oh, you know, he killed his fucking sick wife at the end, but you know, because she was fucking like, you know, she was sick and she was fucking like suffering and shit. And he was, you know, just kind of like trying to help her out. And as you're playing the game, he was trying to help out like these fucked up people throughout the game. So yeah, I mean, Silent Hill 2 was just like, you know, they had this complex thing going on where the game made you think about like fucking, it's like, yeah, Jesus, you know, it's like the morality of, you know what I mean? The morality of fucking like euthanasia and like what the main character was going through and shit. And just, yeah, I mean, the fucking, that ending there, the ending to fucking Silent Hill 2, that made me fucking cry like a fucking faggot several times. I played through Silent Hill 2 like half a dozen times, and every time it's just fucking like, oof, that's fucking rough, and just, you know what I mean? It's fucking, there's been a lot of crying going on here in the past few weeks. I don't know what that is, and I'm fucking, on my part, I don't know what's going on. Even in fucking like real life, for no reason that I know of anyway, just fucking out general fucking miserable fucking depression, I guess. The other day, I'm just fucking like sitting there, fucking just like start like bawling out of fucking like nowhere. And yeah, thankfully I was by myself, which I usually am, which may be part of the reason why I'm fucking like sitting there miserable in the first place, fucking like crying to myself. I don't know, it's been such a fucking homo lately. I don't know what it is. It's a fucking emotional fucking faggot, but, so yeah, anyway, yeah, I don't give a fuck about the girl in detention. So I mean, yeah, the ending of the game kind of like jumped off of a cliff because of that. I went from like being really high on the game, like I'm like, I was wanting to like recommend it to everybody, just fucking, it's like, ah, you should fucking check out this fucking game, it's really fucking cool, to just like, you know, by the end of it, I'm like, I just don't really know. Like, I don't really know what I just played. I'd still say play the cat lady instead. Cat lady, I think, still the best fucking 2D horror game I've come across. I mean, that's the cat lady's kind of emo too, but yeah, that's more fucking adult, you know, just like adult, like fucking nihilistic, like suicidal depression, which I can relate to. I mean, rather than like schoolgirl teen angst, which, you know, who cares, gets worse. Any kids listening, if you think you're depressed now, it gets worse later on, believe me. So yeah, speaking of getting worse, let's move on there. Let's take a trip back to the past, to the days of my own schoolgirl days. And when I was playing the original Xbox, and yeah, I remember playing Panzer Dragoon Orta. And yeah, I remember that game, Panzer Dragoon Orta. Yeah, I remember getting like really good reviews at the time, but again, I remember playing it, but I couldn't really remember if I liked it or not. So I mean, it was one of those backwards compatible games on Xbox One. So yeah, I took like the plunge there. I'm like, I'll throw down the $10 and get the digital version. And a few hours into it, I'm like, I still don't know. I remember like certain parts. I'm like, I remember these certain parts of this game, like certain stages and shit, but I still don't know if it's good or not, or if I like it or not. Yeah, it's definitely fucking Japanese as fuck, though. I have no idea what's going on with this story. Other than you're a girl who rides on a dragon and shoots things. Yeah, then they throw all sorts of lore at you with fucking, you know, these wacky characters and fucking prophecies and shit and nonsense like that. Yeah, I mean, the cutscenes still look pretty good in like a, you know, a pixelated, I guess, early 2000s, like computer, like kind of way, you know, CG, computer generated type thing. But, yeah, the story's fucking ridiculous. Like, that shit makes no fucking sense. I don't know. I mean, the game is basically fucking like Space Harrier. It's a more complicated Space Harrier. You know, you can use the triggers to rotate your view. You know, you get like the 360 degree view around you. You can pretty much four ways you can hit the triggers to fucking look, and yeah, you lock on to targets before you shoot them. You know, you just fucking hold down the button and drag the cursor over, and then it locks on. You let it go, and if you just hit the button, you have like a rapid fire, like a machine gun type thing. Or that, like those games like Rez and shit, you know, shit like that. So there's a lot of games like that. Yeah, you can change the form of your dragon and shit, but yeah, it's still a rail shooter. You're still just kind of going forward at a set pace, and you know, at the time that it came out, it was considered like, it's a really pretty, very pretty fucking rail shooter. It's kind of like a graphical showcase for the Xbox and shit, but, yeah, obviously not so much anymore. So it's like, you want to look at that and be like, it's fucking eye melting. You know, it's not like fucking like, this game's beautiful. It's like, yeah, it looks okay and shit, but, even with it, upscaled to HD, yeah, it looks and it plays like an old game, and it gets kind of frustrating playing it sometimes. I put in the time to do the tutorial, which I thought, I thought it would be like, you know, 5 seconds long, pretty much. Of like, oh yeah, here's the tutorial of the game. You know, use the stick to fucking steer, and then you press the button to shoot. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's fucking Space Harrier or whatever. But yeah, there's more to it than that, and more to it to the point where it gets a bit fucking overwhelming of like how like complicated the controls are. And yeah, what confuses me most is, you know, they have like a radar that now for whatever reason fucking just confuses me the way it works. I mean, it works kind of like you would expect it would in theory for a radar to work. You know, when enemies are close, they appear as like red dots on there. It's like, all right, yeah, sure, but. And you gotta like move the camera around so that you're facing them and you can shoot them. So there's like, you know, the radar, and there's like a cone on there, like a cone of vision. You just fucking moving it around to where the fucking things are, you know, where the dots are, type of deal. Which I mean, yeah, that makes sense, I guess. But I just find it confusing. You know what I mean? Like I still seem to get fucking shot all the time from like off screen. You know what I mean? And it's a fucking, I had no idea where it's coming from. Or so I'm like, all right, try to turn the camera real quick to like find it, and then, you know, it's too late. I mean, they're fucking whizzing by you, or they're fucking, you know, you're fucking going past them, you're whizzing by them, or they're fucking like flying over your head, and it's like, all right, well, I have to turn the camera again to like try to face them and shit. Yeah, it's confusing, but yeah, there's certain sections there you can like speed boost or slow down to like move. You know, there'll be like a boss fight where it's, you're right up, you know, you'll be like right up on them, and it's fucking, speed up or slow down. You're moving to the right or the left of them. So, I mean, you're kind of like stationary, I guess, but I mean, kind of, but then on the radar, it'll show like these arrows on the top of the radar to the left and the right of it. So it's like for the life of me, I never know which way is which, you know what I mean? It's like, do I have to like slow down or speed up to get to the right? Like I can't, it just confuses me. And sometimes too, it's just like, all right, well, it doesn't matter. Like, you have to like boost to get out of the way of like an attack or something that he's doing, but I'll boost and then fucking like nothing happens. Like, I was like, sit there and be like, dude, what the fuck? I just wasted a boost. Yeah, there's just a lot of shit going on there, which can be fun, but I never feel like I'm in good control of the action of what's going on. Yeah, and it still has that Space Harrier problem where there'll be like bullets or like missiles fucking flying at you. You're supposed to like shoot them down or avoid them. But yeah, because of like the camera perspective, like your dragon, you know, the dragon that you're riding takes up like a quarter of the fucking screen, and you have like limited movement that you can move around, you know? It's just like tough to judge what's going on in front of you, you know? Just like everything that's fucking blocking, and like your cursor or whatever, or like your reticle's like fucking is like in front of the fucking dragon and shit. You can't fucking even see where you're shooting. And but yeah, I mean, it's kind of fun though, like almost like mindless arcade shooting. And yeah, you just get into a zen state and just go with it, or fucking just like, all right, well, I don't feel like I have like control. I don't know what the fuck's coming up, and this shit's like all around me, but just kind of go with it and try to make it work, or play it a couple times and memorize where like the tricky parts are in each level. You press the Y button, you can change into just three different dragons that you can change into. Is like a balanced one, a heavy one that does more damage but can't boost. Then there's a light one that can't lock on to targets, but he has, you know, the most maneuverability, I guess. He can fucking has the most like boosts and shit. I guess like ideally you could swap them out, you know, keep changing depending on. But you can do it like on the fly, so it's like, all right, well, this, you know, depending on like the enemy makeup and shit, but you know, swap out like certain parts of the level. Oh, this one's going to be better for this part, this one's going to be better for that, you know, that part. But again, that just kind of like adds to the confusion, I think. My confusion anyway, of just fucking, it's just like a lot of shit. You feel like, you know, it should be like a simple like arcade shooter. It's like a lot of shit going on. There's a lot of fucking buttons I'm pressing and just, you know, fucking shit I gotta keep in mind. I mean, it does have a reputation for being difficult, so I don't think it's just my incompetence. And I died a fair amount already, which I wouldn't care about. It wouldn't be too bad if like the checkpoints weren't terrible, but the checkpoints are fucking pretty terrible in the game. First off, when you get to a new level, they don't refill your health all the way. They do it like partially. And I don't know, like, what the parameters are there, like how they determine, like, how much health you get filled up. But it seems like if you quit the game and, like, restart the level, like, where you left off, then I think you get, like, a full health bar. So, I don't know, it's fucked up how they do it. I mean, you're supposed to be able to, like, get health back while you're playing by, if you switch it to the light dragon. And then you use its special attack. It's supposed to like fill up your health meter, but I mean, you have to wait for that special meter to be filled up before you can do that. And then half the time I tried, I'm like, oh, my health's low. I gotta fucking, you know, do that shit, and I'll try doing it, but it doesn't seem to work. Like, I'm like fucking like, oh, cool, fucking just create a bunch of enemies on screen, fucking use that, and my health fucking health bar doesn't fucking move at all. So. Like, I don't know if you have to, like, kill enemies to do it while you're doing it. So you should just do it when there's, you know, a bunch of, like, small, like, easy-to-kill enemies on the screen. You do that. But, or if it's just fucking, like, we just do damage or what. I've tried it. I've just wasted that completely a few times. So, I've been pretty far into a level. I've been playing, like, a level for, like, 10, 20 minutes, and it's just... It seems like that anyway, and then, you know, I'm fucking pretty far in, and I fucking like, oh shit, I died. I'm like, oh, I'll fucking just, you know, restart and figure there'd be a checkpoint in there somewhere, but nope, they fucking just send you all the way back to the fucking start of the level with like, and you still have like half a fucking health bar. I think like the only time I've noticed like actual like checkpoints or whatever is if you make it to a boss. I think they let you restart like right at the boss, which is, you know what I mean? It seems kind of ridiculous. Like, oh, this huge long level with no checkpoints, then like you're at the boss. Like, it would make, I don't know. It seems fucked up. It's kind of old school, I guess, but it's just fucking, it's like, it kind of pisses you off. I'm just fucking like, oh man, I made it to the end of the level and fucking I gotta restart all the way back here. It's kind of frustrating. There's no auto saves anywhere either, so it's fucking, you just gotta remember of just like, oh, I better quit and save. That's the only option you get for saving. It doesn't save between levels, and if you want to know how I found that one out, I'm playing the game, I'm streaming it, and yeah, one person is actually in there, in the chat room, which is I consider that a crowd for me. And I'm playing the fucking, my monitor just goes fucking completely black. I'm running my Xbox through a capture card. So at first I was thinking like, if the card's being fucking gay and, must have lost signal or something like that. And it's like, ah, it'll come back in a few seconds. And then I noticed the fucking, there's no power. You know, the Xbox is off. There's no fucking power there. So, you know, that's not good. And if I, you know, the one guy fucking watching the stream is like, fucking, did your Xbox just fucking die? You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't know. It's a possibility. There's like no power there. So, yeah, but what happened was I jostled the power cord and accidentally fucking unplugged it. Yeah, because there's a spider web of shit fucking tangled together on my floor, and I was trying to like untangle my mouse or some shit from like the, you know, the fucking mess of cords down there, and black screened it. Just fucking pulled the plug, and fucking Xbox fucking lost power. So, I don't know what it is with fucking the Xbox One power supplies, but every time I've done that a couple times to accidentally like unplug it or whatever, but every time it happens, dude, it freaks me out, because you just fucking, if you try just like plugging it back in and like powering it on like immediately after, like it won't come back on right away. There must be like some surge protector thing in there, like in the power supply, because you have to like just leave it unplugged for like a few minutes, then fucking plug it back in and like wait a little bit before it'll come back on. But yeah, that's funny, dude. Just fucking playing a game, like talking to somebody, like watching the stream, then fucking like black screen. I'm like, oh shit, that's not good. I thought it was funny. And I lost all my progress in fucking Panzer Dragoon Orta, which that wasn't as funny. I mean, probably like 2 hours of progress gone, but I mean, to the game's credit anyway, I fucking played it again, like back up to that point, so back up to where I was, so should tell you something. It's not a fucking terrible game. I played the same shit twice, so that's where I am with that. And now we come to BattleTech. I played many hours of BattleTech, and yeah, I just want to say, kind of said it before, but yeah, I liked the game before. Like, I thought BattleTech was fucking, like, this game's fucking cool looking. It's fun to fucking shoot mechs apart, that type of thing. I'm like, that's cool. I just fucking play like mindlessly again. Just fucking move my little robot guys around the map and like shoot the shit out of other robot guys. That's cool. But the deeper you get into it, I mean, BattleTech's fucking genius. That game is fucking great. It's genius in the way that, you know, you can totally play like that. Like I was playing before, just fucking, just like, you know, fire at shit, so get a line of sight on fucking people and just fucking like fire everything you've got at them and that type of thing. Yeah, like that works, but, and that's kind of like the core of the combat. It was fucking, I want to play it like that layer, like fucking just the very, you know, simplest way you can fucking break it down. It's like, work, you can fucking just play it like that, it's fine. But I mean, if you take the time to really like try to understand what all the information they're giving you on the HUD means, everything on the screen, like all the fucking meters and shit. I mean, there's a lot of fucking information there, which if you just like take the time to be like, I mean, you don't have to like study it, but I mean, just fucking like, okay, I get it now or whatever, watch a video or whatever. You do that, and if you start digging into like, you know, building your mechs like certain ways and like almost making like classes for them, you know, and having them like fill roles and shit that like, then like having them work together. If like, I have a scout, I have a fucking long range guy, I have like whatever, melee, like whatever you want to do, you figure out your fucking, your squad or your lance, if you want to use the, mech warrior fucking, BattleTech lore there. They call them lances, the lances, the squads. So yeah, if you want to fucking like really dig into that shit, I mean, there's still like random bullshit going on. I mean, it's still a game of like, you know, dice rolls and shit, but you can just like tilt those numbers in your favor, or at least like understand like what's possible that could happen, you know, like what you could do, you know, what you can do to like seriously fuck people up. Or again, you can just fucking just, whatever. I'm still just gonna play like fucking like the simplest level and just fucking move guys around and have them shoot. I mean, that's what's so fucking great about it. I mean, there's fucking, you know, even like as much as you want to like specialize fucking mechs, or like, I'm gonna really just gonna like focus on this and let's make him like a, you know, glass cannon, make him like fucking whatever, just like balance, make him like, you know, melee, like whatever you want to do, like however you want to fuck with those mechs. again, it seems like really fucking complicated, but it's just like, you know, there's trade-offs to every decision that you make. So there's really like no real wrong way to fucking like build, you know what I mean? Build your guys or like even like fight, you know what I mean? It's like, it's balanced. And yeah, I fucking love that. So I've advanced to a part in the campaign where you have a bigger ship now. And that's when like the real like XCOM, like, you know, this is like the bigger strategy fucking section of it, like the base building and fucking resource management. Yeah, all that shit's like starting to come into play. Yeah, you have to like balance upgrading your ship, which you know, is a little little project you can pay for, but it'll help you out like long term, I guess. But yeah, it'll help your mech warriors heal faster, or, you know, have your mechanics will repair your mechs quicker, or you can get to, if you have to like travel, like the travel time will be lowered. But each one you do, like each upgrade costs money to build. And then you also have to like pay for them each, like whatever ones you do, you have to pay for them additionally, like each month there's like a fee on top of that. So it's like, yeah, you know, you've really got to be really got to be like careful with your budget and like what you're investing in. And that layer of it too, it just fucking like seems like it's brilliantly fucking balanced. But, you know, it's like where you're always kind of on the verge of being broke and like potentially like just I'm gonna be fucked, you know, like that type of thing. But again, like just one of those things, like, yeah, once you understand like what you're paying for and like how, you know, you're taking these contracts and negotiating like for more money and shit and getting your reputation up. And I've managed to squeeze by every time, you know, and it's kind of like beyond that fucking like razor's edge of like, if I fucking fuck up this mission, I'll be fucked. But I should be able to do it. So so far anyway, like fucking 30 hours and into it, the game's just fucking brilliant. Just all the little details that you can get into or again just like completely ignore. I watched a quick video from this guy, Party Elite, who he does a lot of like Total War videos, and, you know, he's a fucking strategy game fucking guru. I think that's pretty much all he does. He's fucking all into fucking like these strategy games and shit. I just watched like a quick like whatever 5-10 minute video of like, hey, here's some like just real basic fucking tips and shit that, you know, seem obvious, you know what I mean? I fucking knew about most of them, but just like having somebody like explain just like the simple things, you know, just fucking simple things you can overlook, you know what I mean? Like fucking, you know, if you're facing like an enemy mech, it's gonna fucking you know, if he's got a fucking nasty weapon on one of his arms, it's really gonna fuck you up if it hits you. Like, don't just fucking like willy nilly like kind of like, all right, I'm just gonna go up in front of this guy and like try to, you know what I mean, just try to fucking just keep hitting his torso to fucking just to like destroy him outright. You just gotta think about like, all right, I'm gonna position myself so that, you know, when I fire, it's gonna damage like the weapon that's gonna cause me the most damage type of thing. So you're, you know, just again, it's one of those things where it's like you can get like just real simple, or you can get like real micromanagey about fucking like, all right, I'm not just gonna try to like destroy this fucking mech. I'm gonna like take it apart like piece by piece and just kind of focus fire on like one arm or whatever to take that out. And but then on the other, you know, then the enemies will do the same shit to you too. So, you know, you just gotta like keep in mind, like, all right, well, keep in mind how you're facing, you know what I mean? So it's like, I want to protect myself, so I want to keep like, you know, my arm that doesn't have a weapon on my fucking mech, like kind of face it towards like the other people, you know, like that type of thing, like where the damage is coming in. And yeah, beyond that shit, you know, stuff I never would have thought of while building and shit, like fucking, it's like, all right, dude, you get like bonuses to accuracy if you put a weapon on the mech's arms and shit, but then again, you run the risk of having the arm fucking damaged and destroyed and shit. So it's like, oh, you can put it, you know, you would think of just fucking like, oh, I'm going to put this whatever like sniper fucking cannon on the arm, but then, and, you know, you get like more range and accuracy and shit. That's like, oh, but you could just put it on like the torso, you know what I mean? And if you want to, that'll be safer. But then again, you're not going to have, I think you have like a accuracy fucking, penalty and shit, but again, it'll be safer and shit. So then it's like fucking like, oh, you know, where you put like the ammo for that, you know what I mean? And like heat sinks and shit, where it's fucking like, oh, it's if you can just like put all that shit in like the head or the legs or whatever, because you know, if the head's destroyed, like I was thinking like, oh, well, I'll put it with like the weapon and shit, but yeah, a lot of shit, if you put it in like the head, it's like, oh, if the head gets destroyed, like you're fucked anyway, like the mech's gonna be dead, so it's like whatever, like some, put something like pretty valuable in like the head and just not worry about it, shit like that. So yeah, you know, you can get like so nerdy with that shit, but then at the end of the day, it's still like robots like shooting the shit out of each other, so that's pretty badass. I mean, that's still pretty fucking nerdy, but it's metal as fuck. It's literally fucking metal. Get it? Puns. I mean, I guess I don't really have that much to really add to BattleTech. Except, I mean, you should fucking play BattleTech. The game's fucking great. But you know, right? Really, just like, the more time you put into it, just fucking just grows on you, and fucking the hours melt away. You know, in a good way. Yeah, you should also email podcast@gruntfreepress.com with your favorite mech blueprints, so I can, you know, critique them with my expert eye, and then plus I can steal your designs too. Yeah, go to www.gruntfreepress.com. Do that. I'm Absolute Deicide, and yeah, thank you for choosing to waste your time listening to me waste my time. Peace. Never coming back, I'm never giving in, I'll never be the shine in your spin. I disconnect the act, I disconnect the die. Disconnect the me and me. You're mistaken, it's you mistaken. Living free and dying fool. This message is for anyone who dares to hear. Break me back. You can't break me back, 'cause I get it all back to you. The sacred alley, the living wreck, yeah. Beat the heading of all this world. This enchanted, the romantic body, face, and soul of you. We'll be right back.
down to Bumblebee Mouth. And I give it all.